Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, Alex Trebek died and the ratings for Jeopardy went up.
Because people discovered it. It looked over. I watched an episode of Jeopardy like last week for the first time in, I don't know, maybe 85.
Because of the death of Trebek?
Just turned it on, and Becky had it on. I said, I'll leave this on for a while. Yeah, he was still on, obviously, broadcasting still.
Did you kick ass? Did you get all the questions?
No,
right?
I realized why I don't like that show. Every question, the three people on there couldn't get the answers. They were hardcore questions. I'm thinking, man, these people.
So our dumbasses don't stand a chance.
None even buzzed in three straight questions.
Oh, my God.
Well, they were just tough.
Yeah,
this show's just stupid, I thought.
It depends on the category.
No, wait, I'm stupid.
Yeah. Well, but they were all stupid, too, and they were all geeks.
But that's rare.
I know it was.
I think you came in on a rare moment.
I believe you're right, Craig, totally.
It's pretty rare.
And not only that, Jeopardy is a hell of a lot better than at most of the other trivia shows, because in most of the other trivia shows, you get maybe five questions a half hour.
Right. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
That's what I like about Jeopardy. They rip through 61 questions.
They don't mess around. Yeah.
In 20 minutes' time.
Yeah, they don't mess around. Wait. I mean, sure, you got to wait and come back for Final Jeopardy. But aside from that, you don't have to, okay, what's the answer going to be? Oh, let's go to commercial.
Well, Jeopardy's getting the album sales death bump right now.
They are.
That's why. Yeah.
Well, he still has new episodes coming
right,
out.
Through Christmas.
So is Chess. Getting a little surge from
I saw that.
Queen's Gambit.
Yeah.
Well, that, and we talked about it at length last week.
That was us.
Well, my son works for a website and an app called chess.com. This is my son in Mexico.
Oh.
And their traffic is like doubled or tripled in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. What's this chess like?
Chess is hard.
It is. And there'll be a lot of people getting on that to figure out, I don't like this.
I suck at that.
And it's also in today's world, too. I mean, you and I learned it when it was a big game.
Yeah.
People played it. People played that game.
I made an attempt at trying to learn a couple of years ago, but I was like three beers in, and it was late at night, and I was, forget it.
I'd like to teach you then, because I suck.
Yeah, I know how to play, but I'm not good.
You played a lot, Todd.
You've played lately.
I know, but I'm still horrible.
Well, but you're better than those of us that are just, okay, I know how the pieces move.
That's it.
Those are the people I like playing.
Yeah.
Because it encourages me. If I play somebody who knows how to
play
the game.
I played a lot in seventh grade, believe it or not.
They will wipe the floor with me.
Yeah.
You haven't played chess in forever. That show, though, shows how popular chess used to be. Like, there were magazines.
Oh, yeah.
Like Chess Review
.
And just on the newsstand.
Yeah.
I'll stick to checkers.
I like tic-tac-toe.
And not even Chinese checkers. That's too complicated as well.
Regular
checkers.
24% increase in Jeopardy's viewership.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
At least so far.
Yeah. Wonder if that'll hold up when the new host comes in.
No.
And
because Alex Trebek is dead. And
again,
watching it now because he's dead.
Again, this says new episodes of him through into January, early January. I assume they weren't taking some time for Jeopardy not showing, maybe over the holidays a couple days or something like that.
They don't take a day off.
Yeah, originally I'd heard right through, like Christmas Day was going to be the last one.
That's what I had heard as well. But I've started hearing a couple places, early January, and I don't know which is true.
You'd hope for his family that his last show isn't on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Like, Merry Christmas. Here's Dad's last show.
Let's all gather around the TV and watch Dad. Yeah, that's pretty brutal. Mr. Evans? I thought you fell asleep over there.
I will. I'm looking at the new gin released by Queen Elizabeth, but we can't have any.
They can't ship it?
Yeah, UK only.
Oh, okay.
Well, they can have it.
Yeah, luckily it's still gin, and that yeah, I'm not a big sucks. Gin fan,
yeah. I've got no issue with gin.
No?
Ugh. I don't feel like gin. I'm not a big gin guy either, puss, but yeah. I don't alcohol shame because whatever gets you buzzed.
No, I'm not shaming anybody who likes it. Except I'm just saying it.
Oh, yeah. You're not shaming the people. You're just shaming the drink.
Yeah.
I don't like
that. Personally, I can't. I've never been able to develop that taste.
I drank some peanut butter whiskey this weekend. It's been a long time since I downed some of that. I tried to mix something with it, and I like it better by itself. Completely.
Then putting cranberry
quicker.
With it?
I put a little. Well, it was like a cranberry water, and that stuff is
too weak.
Iffy at best. Right. Right. So that kind of screwed it up. But yeah. I like the peanut butter flavor on the rocks.
It doesn't need
the
a
problem,
mixer.
It doesn't need
oh,
any.
No.
I don't think it does either. I don't think it does either.
Needs a little ice.
I drank one glass with the nothing and then one glass of the other stuff. And I just had to guzzle it. You can't go to waste. But.
If you drink the gin and then pass out at the top of the stairs, you'll stop drinking the gin for a while. I believe that's the last time I drank
Saturday.
The gin.
Yep.
It just tastes like drinking perfume.
I always thought that too, Push, when I was a kid.
It is
really younger, I should say.
Yeah, the aroma.
It's what the queen drinks.
It's really cosmetic.
Yeah. I know many people like it, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Go for what you like, but not me.
My dad always said you don't meet old gin drinkers. Guys that drink a lot of gin, they die. He knew a lot of guys drank
like
a lot of gin. They died a lot earlier than he did. A lot earlier. I don't know why. It must be an old saying. Probably that means nothing.
I think if you get into the gin, you get it to get drunk.
Yeah.
Not just to have a couple. Yeah. But, Craig obviously has the moderation.
No, not Craig.
He has the self-control.
Yeah. All alcohol kills you. That's not what I'm trying to say. I just remember him saying that. Gin will kill you.
When I went after gin, I would just get hammered.
We know. We saw the picture.
Yeah.
Well, when you call it went after alcohol, as opposed to drinking some, I went after it.
Yeah, what is it with that? I mean, the gin blossom is what you're familiar with,
right.
With the nose getting all red over a period of time.
Right. They don't refer to it as the vodka blossom.
No, they don't. Although
or the beer
happens.
Blossom.
No, they don't.
The beer is the belly.
Yep.
The gin is the blossom.
Right.
So hardcore gin drinkers either die early or end up switching to something a little less potent, like whiskey?
I don't know. You just knew guys that drank
a lot
of gin.
It's the same potency.
Yeah.
Or get the Santa
It's still alcohol.
Right. You're right.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
An article at DW.com says that there are too many zoos in Japan.
How many zoos is too many zoos?
During the economic boom years back in the 80s, apparently a lot of people opened private zoos and wildlife parks. And then, during the economic boom, the local municipalities also decided that they needed a zoo as well. And now, for several reasons, they don't have the budget to support the zoo anymore. There's the shrinking population. There's fewer children being born. There's relative economic weakness, meaning that many people don't have as large a disposable income as they did in the past.
And once you go to a zoo once, you don't ever really go back.
That's not true. You need to have kids in order to do that.
I had them. Yeah. We went. And, then
and
we
you
stopped
went
going.
More than once, right. Didn't you?
And then we stopped going.
Okay, but you went more than once.
My wife did.
For a period of time.
But they would have to have, new animals. That's what attracts people to the zoo.
Well, and he's right, though. New kids aren't being born
right, new
either.
Kids. But, so, if there's a new baby rhino, everybody's got to go see the new baby rhino.
Well, and that's the thing. They've got that everybody wants to go see, for instance, the baby lions. And then the lions grow up. And the lions then need a place to stay, and they are a larger creature.
Well, that
and
was
then the juveniles, they start getting a little frisky. They start getting a little mean. So you got to put them in a pen.
Well, that was the same thing with the Tiger King. You know, they killed a bunch of the full-grown tigers because nobody wants to see them. They want to see the cubs, the tiger, or the tiger kitties.
That's exactly the thing.
When the tigers get to be full size,
it costs a fortune to feed.
It costs a ton to feed them.
Right. Yep.
They just killed them?
And they kill husbands, too.
Well, the tigers are hungry. That's right. Expensive.
As juveniles, they fight to show dominance. An imported lion in Japan would cost around $5,000, but if you know the right people now, you can get a lion for $1,000 or less, even less, in a package deal. $1,000 for a lion. A pedigree kitten at a pet store over there goes for double that.
Glad Jack Hanna isn't listening right now, because he'd be sad.
Yeah, that is sad.
Apparently, lions are relatively easy to breed in captivity. One litter bringing around 3 cubs. And so,
it seems like that should be something that should be tougher to get. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't just be able to buy a lion.
Yeah, didn't they find, like, a lion in some dude's apartment in New York City?
No, it was a suite in Las Vegas.
No, I know that one. I know that one.
And that was a tiger.
That was Tyson's. I'll tell you about that fight later. I watched it, yeah.
Oh, they find all kinds of exotic animals in people's apartments.
I know.
Nothing surprises me.
No.
On the plus side, there's rising wealth in China, and they think the local municipalities there are going to start buying up some lions to put in their zoos.
Exotic pets, yeah.
So
scared the hell out of you.
Yeah, you can get a cheap lion these days.
I mean, a mean dog's one thing, but a lion.
It'll maul you.
Come around the corner, there's a lion.
Yeah. Well, once they turn on you, it's ugly.
You can surprise the kids on Christmas, though. Get a big box,
a giant bow,
pop the lid off that, a lion jumps out.
Eats the family.
And now the lion runs the house.
Oh, the horror. Right. Well, somebody's probably buying small lion. Those little ones are cute. Little baby cubs. And they'll wrestle with you, and then a year later they'll eat you.
Oh, yeah. Right. They're all cute till they grow up.
Yeah, exactly. That includes everybody, right?
Yeah.
There we go.
Some aren't that cute to begin with.